We've been reporting this week on preparations for a referendum that could create a new nation in Africa. Voter registration kicked off yesterday in southern Sudan. Many people plan to vote for independence from the north. They would form the new nation. They have vivid memories of a civil war that left an estimated 2 million people dead. Here's NPR's Frank Langfitt.
I'm standing in a dusty courtyard at Jumba University beneath a shade tree here in southern Sudan. And there are a bunch of people, probably about 25, 30 people lined up to register to vote for a referendum in January. And the decision will be whether to take Africa's largest country and split it in two.
Among those waiting to register?
Marco, Paul, Tong.
Tong, a high school student, is spelling out his name to the registrar. He presses his thumb on an ink pad and then on his registration card. Tong was among the first to show up this morning. His father was a captain with the Southern Rebel Forces and fought the North during the Civil War. Tong says for him, the referendum vote is deeply personal.
My father was an army and he was killed in 2001 and he was shot dead. At that time I was 12 years old. When you don't have your father, it will affect your life.
Without his father's income, Tong says he couldn't attend classes. At 21, he's still in his junior year of high school.
I really miss my father. And if possible, I'm going to vote for separation. I'm going to vote because I don't need my children to suffer like me.
The Sudanese Civil War was Africa's longest. It was fought over issues like religion, resources, and ideology. In 2005, Sudan's animist and Christian South negotiated peace with the Arab North. The referendum January 9th is the culmination of that agreement. Voters went to more than 2,600 registration sites across Sudan yesterday. In some places in Juba, registration seemed to take forever.
The line is going very slow. It's too slow.
Mel Garang runs a hotel in town and took off from work to register. Garang has been here for more than an hour, but he says he's staying until he gets his registration card.
There's no way. Even if it is here 10 days, we will stand. You know, we are not going anywhere because it is the only chance and it is a golden chance for us.
Registration was slow because only one person was allowed to register people per center. Otherwise, registration standards aren't very stringent. People are supposed to provide some official ID to prove who they are. But in a country that went through two decades of civil war, documentation can be hard to come by. People can use United Nations refugee documents, or a community leader at the registration center can identify people by sight.
I'm Duco Francis, the chairperson of this center.
But Francis says using someone to identify local people has limits.
You're supposed to have an identifier. But at the moment, the referendum subcommittee has not sent us any identifier.
As for Francis, who's 20, he registered using his Juba University ID. Up north in Khartoum, the Sudanese government has hinted it could challenge the January vote. The north doesn't want to lose the south, which has the majority of Sudan's oil. And it's made some threatening noises in recent weeks. Rabi Abdullahi Obeid, a leader in the ruling National Congress Party, said the north will watch the referendum closely to make sure it's free and fair.
If the referendum conducted we discover that there was rigging, this will definitely create a lot of problems.
What will you do?
If there is something wrong, nobody will force us to accept it. It will not be acknowledged by the North.
Which would make an already tense situation that much worse. South Sudan is a huge swath of land with few paved roads. Voters have another 15 days to sign up for the January vote. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Juba, South Sudan.